Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Boy, we have had some record rains, floods, roof-crushing snow, avalanche threats. What else can the weather throw at the city and borough of Juneau and their emergency management department? Well, Tom Matisse and his crew always have to be ready, no matter what that might be. He is CBJ's emergency programs manager. And Tom, I'd like to start off by asking you if you have ever seen a month like this.
Well, I'm sure in my lifetime I've seen a month like this, but not for response in Juneau. And my history in Juneau is shorter than most. I came in 2008. But since 2008, you know, we've seen over the course of those years, some of the wettest winters, some of the driest summers, some of the biggest snow winters, some of the driest snow winters. And this winter is just throwing it all at us. You know, we've seen some of the biggest snows in years. We've seen some of the coldest temperatures in years. We've seen some of the largest rain volumes in years. And all that's just leading to really interesting conditions that are keeping all the departments in the city on their toes, whether you're talking about Eagle Crest in the ski area or the plow crews from Public Works, or, you know, everybody's just doing their best this winter.
Well, what I'm wondering about, though, is I've noticed sort of a change in messaging, a real emphasis from the Weather Service and from your department about the consequences of some of the weather, what to expect. And I wonder, with so much unprecedented weather, there's probably got to be a lot of things you have to warn people about because they're just not used to thinking about those things. Is that the case for the stepped-up messaging?
Well, we want to make sure that people are aware of the hazards that exist. I mean, that's the most important thing in my department, is not even just cataloging the hazards and discussing how we want to deal with them internally, but showcasing that to the community. And it's important to remember that mitigation of hazards comes in all forms. And the biggest thing we can do to start mitigation is education. And the more people understand these hazards, the more they can prepare themselves for these hazards, the better they can do when these hazards arise. And the more that helps all of our response entities throughout the city.
Well, I remember when just an unbelievable amount of snow fell in Juneau back in December, and I watched it just accumulate at an incredible rate because I had cleaned off my car and an hour later went out and there was another pile on top of it. And then, you know, you get all that snow and then it warms up and it's soggy. And I know that there were continual warnings to clear your roof. Just be sure that you check your boats and things so that this heavy snow doesn't cause any problems. So it's probably a good thing you did that messaging because of what followed.
Well, you know, it's just really interesting because roof snow loads have only been an issue in a few issues. I mean, we haven't had a significant number of collapses, and yet that doesn't mean we haven't had a significant number of roof leaks, of pipes bursts, of other things that have caused all kinds of hazard for the community. I mean, including myself. I own a duplex and live in a duplex where the snow dams on the roof froze and the roof created leaks in new locations. And we had to shovel off that roof to get to those leaks. And then the rest of the roof slid and it ripped off snow stops and caused all kinds of damage to a house that I've been taking care of for 10 plus years and thought I had understood how to deal with.
Well, as far as the snow loads that were on roofs, did you see any common denominators in the buildings in which you had collapses? Was it age primarily?
I can't say that I've looked really closely at the buildings that have collapsed. There's only been a few, and we're very fortunate to that end. We have had mobile homes collapse, and we know the roofs are weaker on those structures. We've had industrial warehouse-type buildings collapse that have larger spans in the roof span, and we've had some older buildings collapse, but we're really thankful that the number of building collapses have been minimal, and citizens have done a great job to take care of those situations leading to danger on their own. There's so many people spent time shoveling and doing other things to try and buy down those dangers. And, you know, those are hard decisions to make, but I think people invested their time where they felt they need to. And thankfully we've done pretty good through all this.
So what are the takeaways from just the recent weeks that we've had with this?
Well, I think one of them is that how important community messaging is. I mean, we don't control Mother Nature, but when we get the biggest snow winter on record in 20 plus years, followed with temperatures that are 5 below average at the airport and 9 below average on back loop, followed with some of the biggest rains that we've seen in I don't know how long, those are conditions that are hard to deal with. And if individuals hadn't taken care of their own situation along the way and mitigated their own concerns along the way with roof plowing or roof shoveling and driveway plowing and drain clearing and all these other things, our community would be so much worse off today than it is. And I just really want to commend the Juneau residents for the effort they put forth in the last month, including the teamwork that I've seen and the camaraderie I've seen shared and people sharing resources and people sharing efforts and volunteering to help their neighbors. And it's all so critical to keep communities like ours online during these times of inclement weather. And it's been a unique winter in that we're not used to this kind of situation, and yet people have risen to the occasion and done a great job to protect themselves and their neighbors.
Well, with the flooding that we've had, you know, from the Riverbend School to road damage, boy, that was kind of another big slap in the face for the community.
Well, we're thankful that the governor included us in the regional disaster. You know, Yakutat had so much more snow than us and declared a local community disaster. As the governor was deciding how to move forward with that, he included the region in that disaster. That's opened up a little bit of avenue for resources for us on the public side, you know, for government entities and others. And you know, we're thankful for that, but it's just really allowed us to understand the nature of the situation and focus on mitigation and focus on ways to protect our community as we try to work through this winter.
Well, with so much rain at once, was it appearing in places that you don't expect to see flooding?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the snow on the ground. And also, once you see significant ground cooling like we did, you see ice buildup in places that diverts the runoff. So you might have plowed your parking lot and you might think water goes from this corner to that corner, and all of a sudden it's coming into your front door, because Mother Nature put a chunk of ice in the wrong spot and nobody ever planned on that. And so it's been unique and interesting in that, especially in a low-lying community where we don't have a lot of slope or elevation, we have seen water pooling in so many unique locations that we have definitely struggled to deal with that. We're thankful that homeowners did a lot of preparations on their own, but the Public Works Department has been hunting drains for weeks. And thankfully, they started early in the process. Otherwise, the flooding would have been so much worse. But we did experience some flooding, and they just kept on it and kept working through it. And I'm really thankful that the amount of flooding we saw was minimal compared to the amount of snow, the amount of ice, and the amount of rains that we've seen at record levels.
I know, I was out walking a bit today and just so glad that much of the ice has melted, so you're not having to worry about walking on wet, slippery ice. But I'm thinking, wow, you know, there's forecasting for snow over the weekend. It's going to get colder. So we start from ground zero again. And, you know, we have talked on this program before, Tom, about this pattern of freeze-thaw. And that sets the table for avalanche conditions. So I guess we've got a ways to go here before we can relax about the weather.
Well, you know, we could see avalanches all the way into May. And remember that in 2007, the Snettisham avalanche happened in mid-April. So we do have a long ways to go, and we need to keep paying attention. I'm thankful that people are checking the avalanche forecast at juneau.org/avalanche. And I'm so very, very grateful that we haven't had any avalanche fatalities in our community since I've been here. But that's really a community that communicates, and a community that pays attention, and a community that talks with their partners and their friends and their ski partners. And people have been doing a great job of educating one another in the region. And we just need to keep elevating that, especially with climate change, as conditions get more and more dramatic every year. It's not always more snow every year, but the conditions are definitely changing. Even the Basin Road avalanche this week was one of the bigger avalanches I've seen in our community, and it's January. We're going to keep increasing our snowpack. We're going to see more variable conditions. We're going to keep seeing avalanches, and it's going to be a long year. But thankfully, even though we've had some very large avalanches already, we haven't had anybody involved, and we haven't lost any structures, and we're hoping that we can continue to maintain that.
So going forward for the rest of the winter, what's your advice for us to keep our eye on?
Well, that's a difficult question. You know, if you had asked me a month ago, I'd have said, worry about the snow. And then you look at me today and say, but it just rained 10 inches. So every day is different. Welcome to Juneau. Pick up the dice, roll the dice, decide what to deal with. But in general, you know, if you're going to spend time in the mountains, if you're going to spend time out and recreating, it's good to understand the avalanche conditions and where the avalanches occur. If you're going to be dealing with your home and you're going to be dealing with your house, roof loads and snow in your driveways and snow around the drains all become so critical. And including even if you're going to go on vacation, not just having somebody look at your house, but saying, is there a water pipe dripping so my pipes don't freeze? Is there somebody actually looking at it on a daily basis? I had a vacant house. I had a problem. I created my own problem at some level because I maybe wasn't paying enough attention. So I'm one of those landlords who's paying for it myself through the educational curve. But at the same point in time, everybody needs to continue to do their best to protect their family and their investments and their community so that we can have a great winter and keep smiling.
So how's your budget doing with all the extra road maintenance and shoveling that you've had to do this winter?
Well, you know, that's really, it's public works and it's not Tom's to say, but I do know that they've been working really, really hard to do the best they can. The amount of time they've spent moving snow this year has been astronomical. I know that the governor's disaster declaration has the potential to help at some level, but this year we're going to probably be over budget on snow. And a lot of people say, you should do better. This should never occur. Why are we seeing snow build up on our sidewalks and other places? And yet we all know that if I developed a budget around the worst case scenario, and yet every year was on the average, you would look at me like I was crazy because I'm wasting taxpayer money. So we have to plan for the norm, and years like this are going to be a stress on the system. And we have to have the ability to flex to that stress with our internal resources, as well as with community support and other resources. This year, with labor shortages and other things, and COVID at its rampant climb through the community in the last several weeks, it's been difficult to keep people on the job. And so we know that we have shortages this year, unlike most years, and we're working through it. And we're thankful for all the overtime and all the effort, all the public works people and other departments have given, docks and harbors and streets and parks and DOT. And there's so many partners that come into this. We just can't thank everybody enough. But it's impossible to plan for the outlier years, and it's not responsible to budget for the outlier years. And this is one of those years. And so we're working through it. We're a little over budget, but we're doing the best we can.
Well, let's just hope that this is an outlier year. Well, I want to thank you, Tom Matisse. He is the Emergency Programs Manager for the City and Borough of Juneau. Always good to have your take on how we can better prepare for emergencies and stay safe. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for having me.